Good evening, everybody. Thanks for dialing into tonight's agenda for a regular council meeting. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. We can start with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's long-standing policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Here.
Booker?
Mayor, I was just told by Councilman Booker that he will be here in approximately 2 to 5 minutes.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Mark. Catalano?
Here.
Keeler? Lamnia?
Here.
Lexstein?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, first off, we will have our remarks from the audience. If there's anybody from the public on the line right now who would like to address the governing body, just please state your name and address, and you've got up to 3 minutes to address the governing body. Is there anybody in this call that would like to be heard? Last call from anybody on the call? All right, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this consent agenda?
Mayor, can I make a motion to approve the consent agenda minus, but I need to pull item 86 dash, which one? 85-2021. So I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda minus that resolution.
All right, we're going to make a second on that.
Second, Kevin.
All right, so that was a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda excluding 85-2021. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
And Lexstein?
Yeah.
All right, so that moves forward. Now, Mark, do you want to speak to this, or do you want to just want to vote so you have to abstain from it, or?
Yeah, Mayor, I'm called you, Your Honor, sorry. Mr. Mayor, yes, I need to recuse myself from 85-2021.
All right, so would anyone
Do we have enough on the call to do that if Mark recuses himself?
Is three enough?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. All right, so moved to approve the consent, remainder of the consent agenda, 85-2021.
All right, any second?
Second.
All right, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Lamnia?
Yes.
And Lexstein?
I'm recused, so I abstain.
All right. That still is approved. Has Jeff joined the call yet or Jack? All right. So we are on to ordinances. So I believe Mike, our CFO, is on the phone. The first one is going to be bond ordinance 3-2021. So Mike, do you want to speak to this ordinance before I read it?
Sure, real quick, it's rather simple. It's amending an existing bond ordinance to include a grant funding that was received or will be received from the county under the Community Development Block Grant Program. So this doesn't authorize any additional debt. Doesn't really change anything other than allowing us to utilize the grant funding for the project.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Mike. Any questions for Mike before I read this?
Hello? All right.
Bond ordinance.
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack. Welcome to the call.
Yeah, they told me 5 minutes ago it hadn't started, and they put me on hold.
Oh, no. Sorry about that, Jack. So we are on to, I was about to read bond ordinance 3-2021.
Okay. I apologize.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but that's what they told me.
Well, we just, before the call, we also mentioned that we're going to go back to, we're going to have the option to do in-person meetings in mid-May, so I think that'll help all of us out a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Bond Ordinance 3-2021, Bond Ordinance amending Bond Ordinance number 12-2019, finally adopted by the Borough Council of the Borough of Seabright, New Jersey on June 18th, 2019. Would anyone like to make a motion to open a public hearing on Ordinance 3-2021?
So moved.
So moved.
Second. All right, Kevin.
Mark and Kevin. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
And Lexstein?
Yes.
All right, is there anybody on the call who would like to be heard regarding this ordinance?
Mayor, Councilman Booker is now also on the call, so you...
All right, Jeff, welcome.
Okay.
So, yep. Did you hear that, you want to vote up? Did you hear the reading of the bond ordinance? Do you want to be...
I did.
You want to vote?
I did, and I vote yes.
All right, thanks. All right, so it's open to the public. If there's anybody on the call, I'd like to address this or speak to it. All right, hearing no one, would anyone like to make a motion to close the public hearing on Ordinance 3-2021?
So moved.
So moved.
All right, Mark and Kevin. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
And Lexstein?
Yes.
All right, would anybody like to make the motion to adopt Ordinance 3-2021?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, Mark and Jack. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
All right, Ordinance 3-2021 has been adopted. On to new business, and under vouchers in the amount of $450,226.69, would anyone like to make the motion to approve this voucher list?
So move.
Okay.
Second.
Second, Kevin.
Who seconded that?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Lomnia? All right, the voucher list has been approved.
I said yes. I don't know if you called me or not, Mayor.
I did, yeah. A little bit
so I said yes.
All right, approved either way. All right, we're already on to our Mayor and Council Committee comments. I'll start off briefly. I know I spoke to Joe Bruni, our Borough Administrator, today. He said he heard from the BOT that once we send them back our letter of intent, that they're likely to approve the barricades and the additional seating along Ocean Avenue near the restaurants as they did last year. So that would be good. I know that's been lingering for a little while, so hopefully that comes through for us sometime soon. Just a reminder, I guess there aren't too many people on the call tonight, but just another reminder just to continue to go to our borough website, especially as we go through the season. Because we're putting all of our updates, so this is where the information is for our seniors who are over 65, who want to sign up for a vaccination. We discussed this briefly before the meeting also, but I believe it's everyone's intent to, or majority intent, to go back to live public council meetings beginning, I believe, May 18th would be the start date. So I just wanted to confirm that tonight and also make sure everyone knows they have the option to dial in, both the public and council, and professionals for that matter. But I do think the intent is that we get back into the public meeting space and our beach pavilion. So unless there is any dissent on that, we'll go ahead and proceed with that date. and we'll publish it also.
Again, Mayor, what was the date, Mayor?
Tuesday, May 18th.
Thank you.
Mayor, I know that the planning board, I think, is also anxious to get back in the public. So we're looking to do that. The planning board is hopefully relatively soon after the council comes back successfully.
Mayor, I think it might be good just to memorialize this decision so that everybody's on the record with their position on this. I think it's probably appropriate.
Yeah, anyone else? I know it's a comment period, but anyone not in favor of this?
I'm definitely in favor. I'm ready to go anytime we're ready to get back in person.
All right. Sounds good, Sam.
Just me, because I haven't had my vaccine or anything yet. So, if I get vaccinated before then, I'll be fine, but I'll dial in otherwise.
All right, Kevin. Sounds good. So that's a plan. And it's good. I think probably moving forward, we'll probably have I don't want to speak for everyone, but I'm having the dial-in option is good this way. You know, people can do either. And everyone else, I guess everyone else spoke to it. Jack and Mark, you're good with it. John?
Yes. Yes.
I've been pushing it for over a year, Your Mayor, so yeah.
Yeah, I got it. All right, I know, I don't, especially if somebody's going to speak to it in their committee report, obviously there's a lot of news going on with the state legislation and the school districting, so I'll leave that to that committee if they want to speak to that tonight, because we're kind of a midstream right now. But aside from that, the floor is open to anyone else on the call. Any other council members, if you want to just speak to your committees.
Mayor, again, I apologize for being a little late. I had a business issue. I had to finish up with the clients. I apologize to the governing body for my tardiness. I thought I heard Mike Bascom sort of wrapping up some comments with respect to the infusion of the resources from Washington for COVID, and that there we had met in committee and talked about utilizing or leveraging those funds with additional funds to doing some of that, the sewer repair work. So I'm assuming that was mentioned and that was the report out from the committee in that regard.
It wasn't discussed tonight, to my not. But is there anything you want Mike to speak to? Then go ahead and ask him.
Well, sure, Mike. If you wouldn't mind giving the full council a summary of your thoughts and your report from that meeting, as far as what we can and can't use the money for, and there was some conversation around specific usage for those funds and leveraging other funds. Perhaps you could walk us through that thinking.
Sure. A big portion or the direction where the funds are recommended to go are expansion of sanitary sewer systems, expansions of and improvements to water delivery systems, and expansion improvement to broadband delivery systems. There are some other eligible uses. But they don't really fit criteria that Seabright would qualify for, such as replacing lost revenues and things of that nature. We didn't really see that as a major problem. So, you know, the thought was this, you know, the sanitary sewer system, we've discussed for the past 4 or 5 years, probably longer, as to the issues that need to be addressed to prevent infiltration and inflow into the sanitary sewer system. We know that the sanitary sewer system is just barely self-sustaining at this moment, has been for the last several years. We know that, you know, we've made significant investment over the past few years, and there's significant investment plan moving forward in improving the trunk line and the force main. But I think you had during this year's capital reviews, there was a great deal of discussion regarding the needs for lining pipes, and I believe you had T&M conduct a study which basically outlined about $230,000 worth of necessary repairs along the downtown area, I believe. And you know, the suggestion here is to utilize the funding that you have coming from the state through the federal program and offset that with some funding from the sewer capital programs and have a bond ordinance or an ordinance in place to move forward with these inflow and infiltration projects. The thought is that, you know, it meets virtually every potential common sense use for the funds. One is, you know, it's expressly stated as one of the three target areas in the grant funding program. Number two, it's a clear need here in the borough. Number three, it has a long-term impact on the economy in the borough because, you know, you wouldn't have to borrow that $130,000 for 10 years and pay interest for 10 years and principal payments for 10 years to repay that. So there's a long-term savings associated with it. And lastly, it does what the money is intended to do, is it stimulates the economy by investing in infrastructure and having construction projects in the town. So my recommendation, I feel it's pretty clear cut. I know a lot of towns, you know, are wrestling with a number of different options for how they'd like to use the funding. The borough is receiving about $130,000. You'll get 50% this year and 50% next year. You know, so you're talking $65,000, you know, twice. That doesn't go a real long way in this day and age. But I think that, you know, by investing that to offset the cost of, you know, the T&M study or the projects, describing the T&M study is common sense. I think it's the best use of the money. I think it has a long-term impact and certainly meets one of your top needs that's outlined in your capital plan every year.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Mike. Thanks for the detail on that, too. And Jeff, bring it up.
Yeah,
pretty self-explanatory.
I just want to say thank you to Mike and Jeff and Councilman Booker on that. As part of, you know, as the head of the DPW committee, I appreciate that. I know we need to get that work done. I know there's a lot of other projects that we need to get done as well, but that will definitely go a long way, not only for the outstanding projects that the DPW has, but also for the town as a whole. So I appreciate it. Thank you for all your hard work on it.
I agree. Very good. Any other comments?
Hey, Mayor, I have one. I just wanted to bring up the new sign that we have in South Beach got installed. Been working on that for a few months, and I want to give a shout out to Ronnie Jackson for doing a really nice job, and it came out really great. DBW helped out, Joe and Mark, and a lot of people put a lot of time into it, and it was just a sign, but it finally got put in, and I think it came out really nice. And I saw a lot of positive feedback already, so people should be pretty happy great. About that. Also, just to continue with the beach report, Fish and Wildlife put fence in North Beach Seabright for the bird nesting today. Just wanted to make that note. And then I talked to Don, and he reported that registration for our junior lifeguard program was on Thursday, April 1st, and it sold out in the first 3 hours. There were three sessions, 100 kids per hour, 100 kids per group for a total of 300 kids for our junior lifeguard program. And then we also are continuing to explore into the possibility of the beach cams at the Municipal Beach and Anchorage. We're working with the same company that Donovan's uses, and it looks like we're going to have, we could be on njbeaches.com and our borough website with options to advertise too. So we could possibly make some money, but we're going to continue to explore that. And then lastly, the egg hunt, the public provided great feedback on appearance and cleanliness of the beach during the egg hunt, and it was a really nice event. So thank you for everyone that came out for that.
Yeah, no, the egg hunt was nice, and also kudos to Don and his family. So they tried to put the eggs up the night before, but if you remember, it was too windy. So they had a pretty pretty mad dash the morning of to try to put out, I forget how many eggs there were, but my kids got some of them. But yeah, no, it was a great event. That was a huge turnout for it. That was nice. Thanks, Sam. Any other comments, guys?
Mayor, I don't know if if Chief Friedman is on or not, but we had not myself and Councilman Lamia and Keeler had an opportunity to meet with the chief and his sergeant lieutenant, talking about preparation for the upcoming season, and we talked about the enforcement of folks blocking the sidewalk, and we've talked about this before, but the chief, if he's on, I think wanted to just sort of give an update as far as where they are in preparations and getting ready for the seasons. I don't know if the chief is on or not, but if he is, it'd probably be good to hear from him.
I don't know if he is on.
He may not think he is.
Yeah.
Mr. Jack, he spoke, we had a meeting for probably an hour, and his two concerns, as Jeff just spoke about, was the sidewalk congestion, if you will, make sure that we maintain an open thoroughfare so that people can walk without danger of tripping and falling through the restaurant area. And the other concern is working on an agreement on parking fines. Where do we want to go with that? So those are things we're still summarizing, and we'll get back and put it on a 1-2-3 format so you can consider it the next meeting.
He did indicate that he would cover that in the workshop coming up.
Yeah. But those were his two concerns.
All right. Thanks to Jeff and Jack. Any other comments from either of you? Anyone else? Any other comments from the council?
I'll go with Mayor. You wanted me to talk about the legislation?
If you want to, yeah. I didn't want to steal your thunder there, but I assumed you want to give an update.
Yeah, so essentially the Path to Progress legislation that's currently circulating through the state legislature that would ultimately, if successful, permit us to leave Shore Regional finally and have some sort of have a consolidation for a new district in F. Henry Hudson along with Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. It passed the Senate overwhelmingly by a 37-0 vote, which is very, very impressive. It is currently in the Assembly Education Committee pending hearing, and hopefully it will get out of there and be just as successful in the Assembly. It's a bipartisan bill. So it has both the support of Senator Scanlon, our senator, and Senator Gopal, which are the two senators for the districts that represent Shore Regional. And of course, Senator Scanlon represents Highlands and Atlantic Highlands and ourselves. So we have the bipartisan support there. I don't see, and obviously it passed the Senate 37-0, which means that we have the wind at our sails. And that's a good thing, and hopefully this will make it through the Assembly Education Committee, get passed by the Assembly just as overwhelmingly, and then we can start talking about, get signed by the governor, and then we can start talking about where we're moving from that point forward. So it's all good news. We also, on other issues, I'm going to be putting together a resolution. I'm going to be asking the council to try to support it. Hopefully you will. I'm going to put it on for the workshop. There is legislation currently pending, a Senate Bill 3584 and Assembly Bill 4979, which would make which would give tort immunity to all residential communities, such as condo associations, from being sued for COVID-19 claims related to the community pools. Right now, essentially what's going on is that all the condominium associations and residential plans, they don't have to be condominium associations, in the state of New Jersey, more or less, have shut down their pools because they can't get insurance to cover them. None of the insurance providers will cover them for COVID claims. So this legislation was introduced. I think it's good. It would allow associations to finally get their pools open, which there really is no reason that they shouldn't be able to open. The governor has deemed pool activity to be safe as long as you follow the appropriate guidelines, which he has set forth in his executive order. And again, the only thing that's preventing it is the lack of insurance. It's not so much getting the fear of getting COVID from swimming. It's actually just the fear of getting just the claim itself, just the mere allegation that someone got COVID while on association property is enough for the insurance company not to provide any sort of defense whatsoever for an association, and that's just not fair. So, again, I'm going to prepare a resolution, put it on for the workshop, and hopefully the council will agree to support it, and then hopefully we can vote upon it at the next meeting, and then it therefore encourage the legislature and the governor to enact that legislation. The farmer's market, we're working on that. We're going to bring it back. It had a hiatus last year due to COVID. We'd like to see it come back for this year, and we're looking for it.
What the heck? I can't tell where it's coming from. Oh, right there.
Mark, you're muted now.
Can't hear you, Mark.
I guess that's the end of his report.
Doc, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what's going on. Now I got an echo. Anyway, so I was saying the farmer's market should be coming back at sometime in May. So we're excited about that. And Mayor, I think that's all I have for the moment.
All right, is that it? I guess we'll wrap up our comments there. So that pretty much ends the public session. We do have one quick item for executive under potential litigation. So I guess what we can do is sign off this meeting and then just jump on the executive session call and then close the meeting. Any aside from that, good meeting and... was on the call. This is the end of the public portion, so I guess Chris and Raj will head on to executive with us. And Seth, Matt, have a good week.
Thank you, everybody.
And like to make the motion to go into executive.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All right, Councilmembers Birdsall.
Yes.
Booker.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Romney?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Have a good night to everyone on the call, and then we'll jump on executive in a minute.